This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cannon of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being
Hey, Japes.
Yeah.
Japes.
Yes, I'm awake.
Hey, who's the new girl?
Oh, whoa.
Who
I didn't
is
even
that?
Notice.
She's who's wearing the... all brown corduroy?
Yeah, shoes and hair.
I love how awkward she is in her confidence.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if she wants to sit at our lunch table. Hey, new girl.
Hey, new girl.
Me?
No, Aaron, the new girl.
No, move. Aaron. Aaron, what are you doing? She walked away. Aaron.
Well, we lost her.
Fucked us.
Guys, can I come back to the lunch table?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
For just a day.
Fine. Well, you smell
okay,
like French
ready?
Fries.
I know. I know. I'm sorry for what I did yesterday, and I'm not doing it again.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And now the pledge. And now the hyper specific to our friendship pledge of allegiance.
The lunch table pledge of allegiance.
Hands over our farts.
All right. Okay.
Hands over our farts.
Okay. I pledge. Okay. Adel actually did it.
Yeah, we all actually did it.
All right. Whatever. I pledge allegiance to these losers, and I promise to tease them forever.
And anything they say, I won't agree with. I'll work in my own bits. I'm the funny one. Everyone else needs me to fix their scenes.
Are we all doing the pledge?
It's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Hey guys.
I'm Chiboy Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron Keefe.
And this is an improvised podcast where the three Chicago improviser comedian hosts do riddles to help you feel like fun is happening. That is the mission statement of the show.
We're miserable with excited tones.
We're miserable with excited tones.
Splenda is to sugar as Hey Riddle Riddle is to comedy.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
That's our new shirt.
It's a fine replacement to comedy, and 15 years later, you realize it gave you cancer. Do you guys worry about that? Like, cell phone, the whole like cell phones by your ears, Bluetooth in your
absolutely.
Ears, I the cancer thing.
Even the other day I was microwaving something and I like jumped because I realized I was like, you know, 20 inches from it, and I like walked across the kitchen. So I'm always aware of that, but it's also like, it's all bad.
With microwaves, like someone the other day was like, I can't remember where I heard this, but or who I was talking to, but someone was like, with microwaves, they've been around for so long that surely we would know if they like made you sick. And I was thinking like, yeah, but only if they studied it. Like, just because it's been around for a long time doesn't mean anyone was like doing the science with the clipboard and like
cocaine's been around since 1574.
Yeah. I was like,
here's my secret. I'm always worried. Although
my secret,
I do remember
I'm always cooked up.
A few times in high school or like college, I would have a laptop on my lap in bed while I was like doing work, and just like every 20 minutes be like, my kids are gonna be weird.
I
am doing some stuff to my eggs. Am I wrong?
I brought my like, laptop understand. Outside with me and just like felt how hot it gets on my lap, and I'm like, something must be doing bad to me. But I guess that's kind of the modern world, right? Like everything is kind of probably doing bad to you.
Well, I also should say, I don't know how many people own this. I feel like it was fairly popular. Did anybody have a Motorola Razr?
I did.
Oh, yeah. I did.
Apparently, if you bought those, you die after 21 years to the day. It's like a ring situation.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have to make a phone call.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, instead
of signing with a carrier, you had to make a deal with the devil?
I remember we may have
had different carrier providers.
He comes to collect, yeah.
I had one of those razors, and I was in high school. I was walking my dog, and it was one of the most memorable phone drops of my entire life because I pulled the razor out of my pocket because it was ringing, and I flipped it open to answer it. And as that happened, it flipped out of my hands. I have a dog leash in one hand. So one-handed, I caught it, dropped it again, caught it, dropped it again. Each time I'm catching it, getting progressively lower, caught it a third time, dropped it again, so close to the ground, it fell to the ground, shattered. Like,
no!
Split in half. But I had caught it three fucking times. But it was that thing where it was like, it was hot outside, my hands were slippery, and I was like still trying to catch it, even though I already had it. So it was like slipping, slipping, slipping. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I look like an idiot. Like,
that's brutal.
Whatever universal thing is in charge gave me four fucking chances. They're like, let him have it. He doesn't need a broken phone. Like, it's expensive. He's in high school. Like,
he's in Indianapolis. Give him three catches. He won't hold it. He's
let's
done.
Not have him have to go yeah. beg his parents for a new smart phone like a fucking asshole.
I love the idea of God looking down, whatever you believe in, looking down on you, and then you boggling it three times, and then him making like a cut to the neck motion to whatever guardian angel is looking over you.
I just hear it just God, kind of like slightly off mic, just going, hell, mark him for hell. He's hell now. I don't care. Gabriel, I don't care. He goes to hell.
He's hell now is the funniest thing that
I
should be in the Bible.
I love that you think Gabriel's in your corner.
Gabriel's just
no
like,
no way.
Gabriel's just like, God, come on. It's,
well, famously, he blows, yeah.
Yeah.
Just like James.
That's funny.
Well,
what's
Aaron,
up, guys?
You're our Gabriel or Gabriel for this episode. You are old guardian angel puzzies.
Yeah, I saw JPC in person for the first time this week, and
that's
I forgot
right.
that he was real.
It, I got so excited. I was like, that's right. We saw each other in a very sad thing.
Yeah, but I at least saw you. I was like, oh, I really have not seen this person in person.
What
for
was the
four
sad
months.
Thing? Was it like a AMC or something?
I don't know if you've heard, but IO, the theater, closed.
Oh, you guys picked up the world news stuff.
We went to get our world news. I told them when I was there, so I left my black suit at world news and my black shoes. It was just easier to leave it at the theater because I was there every week, and I'm not going to lug all that stuff home with me every week. And I was like, after IO closed, I probably would have forgotten about that black suit and shoes until 2 years later when like I needed them to go to like a funeral or something. But I was like, I put it off until the next day, open my closet and be like, oh, that's just gone. It's been gone. And then I would have to like scramble to like put like an outfit together for a funeral. And I'm so glad that I'm not in that situation. I'm going to go to a funeral looking like a guy who has a suit that smells awful.
I had that suit that you guys picked up for me. I'm just going to burn because I bought in 2008 when Jason asked me to join the show full time instead of just play the second acts. He was like, you own a suit, right? I go, yeah. And he goes, a black suit, right? And I go, yeah, of course. And then that night I went out and bought a suit at Target, and I've used that same suit for 12 years. And it's got like a hole in the knee from where I tore it open doing a bit on the floor, and it's bad. So I'm just going to toss it out.
That made me realize how jacked up all the guys' clothes in World News were. Everyone was like, I haven't bought a new white shirt in 12 years, never washed it once. I was like, what are we doing?
I think in comedy, like anytime somebody saw me pre or post show, they're always like, ooh la la, a suit, like what a dapper guy. And I'm like, if you look closely, there's like there's like aphids crawling into my mouth, like
that the best thing about the best thing about those suits,
there's soil in the butt
suits, is that no one saw you close up. Like people see you like 10 feet away on the stage, so it's like you can get by with like an ill-fitting dirty suit because no one can really
see. I said it before and I'll say it again, from 100 yards I'm fucking gorgeous.
I also a couple times when I would bring the vodka spray because that helps like in between dry
helps
cleaning
mommy
stuff.
Do her comedy.
Yeah. No, but
two for my skirt, one for me, two for my skirt, one
if
for me.
If anyone's ever worked on a costume crew in theater, you like spray like wool stuff with vodka so you don't have to keep washing it, and it disinfects it and gets rid of the smell. I would sometimes do a little spray by smell on all your suits. Just be like, this isn't hurting anyone.
It got to the point, and this was true for pretty much everyone in the cast, where instead of washing your shirt, your shirt would just get so bad that you would throw throw it away and then walk to like one of the three stores within two blocks and just buy a new one for $20 before the show. And it worked out almost exclusively, except one time Rob White, who did that show, he bought a shirt. It was like a French collared shirt that didn't have it didn't have a collar. Everybody gave him he just bought it and brought it. Everyone gave him so much shit for that shirt.
He tried to like quietly sneak on stage, and we're like, whoa.
He got eviscerated for the collar of his shirt being a little weird.
Everyone... So that's why you just wear the dirty shirt, because at least you're safe if people know.
But anyways, guys, I'm going to miss doing World News with you. That us laughing in the green room of that show is, I feel like, why we wanted to do this podcast in the first place.
Absolutely.
Aaron, and I say this with 100% certainty. We will do World News together again every Saturday night in hell. When we surely go to hell,
I'll see you there.
We will be doing that show.
Well, of course, we know hell is other riddles. So let's go ahead and get into the some appetizers or some main courses.
Yeah, I'm hungry for riddles, Aaron. So feed baby.
Okay, weirdos.
Well, were your laptop tummy children?
Ew. Ew.
All right, okay. Hold on. I'm sorry. No. Before we start, I got to see a scene. This is a scene from the failed television show Laptop Tummy Children. It's like a Teletubbies type show. Aaron and Adel, you are going to be the Laptop Tummy Children.
Oh, hey, sissy.
Yeah?
I forgot to study for my test tomorrow. Let me open up my tummy.
You know what? I can help you study because I live on your back. I'm just a part of you.
Cut. Can we cut? Can we cut?
No.
Action again.
We can't
keep
cut.
Keep on going.
I can't. Last night, she wouldn't get off my back. She came home with me. I had to sleep with her on my neck. And
Method.
I don't think she's Method. I think, where did she,
I'm going to drop. How did she audition?
Don't drop.
Action again.
I can't respond.
I'm the one on your back. I want a milkshake.
You want a milkshake?
Drink a milkshake so I can taste it.
That's not how it works. What did you just eat?
Action.
Same.
That's perfect.
Aaron, we're going to call your character Milkshake.
A director with no control over his set. I can't stop it.
I can't stop
you
it.
You have to keep going. Nice job, Milkshake.
Nice job, Milkshake. Aaron, your milkshake brings all the folks to the podcast.
Are we ready? I'm going to start with some listener-submitted stuff. This is from Amy Wong. Thank you, Amy. This is amazing. Here are some original riddles I wrote especially for you three. These are what I can call homonym riddles. So each line of the riddle describes a different definition of the one word answer. For example, winter, spring, summer, and fall do season. This for a tasty meatball.
Season.
Yes.
Wow. Honemans.
Honemans.
I remember what condiments are now.
That's what Momo says, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Homonyms. The seasons of the year, and also you need to season a meatball when cooking. You can find the rest of my riddles below. The answers are blah, 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 blah. I hope you enjoy them. Best wishes. Amy.
Oh, so that was just a warm-up-y one? That one wasn't even real?
Yeah, Amy from Bristol, England.
Adel didn't get a point for that?
No, no points.
Okay.
Amy's from England, which is a blast.
Oh, wow.
Friends across the pond.
I'm Amy. I'm from England.
Why do we fall, Master Bruce?
I'm from England. I'm from Guy Ritchie, England. You wanker.
Guy Ritchie, England is beautiful this time
of year. Guy Ritchie, England, wanker.
And I'm Ron Weasley, you git.
Also, Amy gave me permission to use her full name. So thank you, Amy.
Thank you, Amy Wong.
And Amy, congratulations to you. I now give you permission to use my full name. So
to Amy Wong, thanks for everything. Julie Newmar.
A lot of people call me JPC. A lot of people call me Japes. Amy, you have permission to use my full name.
Jupes, Peeps, Fees.
A lot of people call me Jupes, Peeps.
That's my favorite Cher song.
Uh-huh. A lot of people,
Joops, peeps,
I walk out of the room, they say, Joops,
there it is. Joops.
All right.
Yes.
A gambler's sweep or lottery, an indoor swim, not lake nor sea, a gentleman's game for you and me. Ooh, I did a little pose at the end, as if that did fucking anything.
It worked for me.
A gambler sweep or lottery. An indoor swim, not lake nor sea. A gentleman's game for you and me.
Aaron, I would like to solve the puzzle, and I would like to say pool.
Permission granted and correct.
Yes.
Next
oh, yeah.
One.
That's right. Is that the pool? You win the pool. Is that what it's called? The pot, right? We call that the pot. And a gambler's win.
You pool your resources and then you win the pot.
Yeah, that's right. You know when you're playing poker and you just lean across the table and say, "Hey, Eddie, why don't we two team up?
You're good at bluffing, right? I'm bad. Let's team up. Let's pool our resources."
All right, great. I want to see a scene. Aaron and Adel, you are both going into a underground mafia-owned high-stakes poker game. You're meeting outside the poker game, and you're going to agree to team up to win the poker game.
Hey, listen, you're here for the game?
Yeah.
I don't know you, but we should I don't know, team up, right?
I'm Donnie.
I'm also Donnie.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what's your last name? On three. One, two, three, Wahlberg.
Washerbrothers.
Oh, I'm Donnie Wahlberg. And you're Donnie.
I said, yeah.
Washerbrothers?
Yeah.
So listen, here's what we're going to do. Anytime I have a flush.
Excuse me, there's a Jetta with its lights on for a Donnie Washerbrothers?
I don't know anything about Star Wars.
A Jetta with its... Okay.
I don't know Star Wars. Thank you. I haven't seen the new ones. Listen. So anytime there's a...
Well, you know a little bit about it because you knew that was a Star Wars reference.
I don't know what a Jetta is, okay? I know they have their lights. I know they have their light knives. Okay?
Just say you don't know something about something that you recognize.
Well,
sort of like...
I'm just saying I don't know what a Jetta does. I know it's an occupation.
So you take the cards and I put them up my... What were you saying?
Well, let me hear that out.
Okay. We pull our cards together.
Yeah.
We put them up my butt. I take off in my Jedi.
Okay, again, guys, this is a Jedi. These lights are really on. I could not. I gotta stress that these
What's
things.
What's the difference between on and really on? Do you mean do you mean the brights are on?
They look hot.
I don't understand.
Who is that? Wait, oh shit. Are you wired? This guy's a cop.
He's wired. I don't understand.
No. Squirt, 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 squirt. Fuck, wrong gun. My son's been in my car. Oh no, he's got his big water gun tag.
Hey, Google, in the scene.
Okay, Google.
Okay, Google. Let's get more of these Amy Wong originals.
Yes.
What the hell was that scene? Next thing. Something I have or something I own. A carved tunnel of ore and stone. Step on me, you'll be overthrown.
Scene. Scene.
That
trap.
Wasn't a scene.
Guess.
Yes.
I would like to say. I would. The answer is ladder.
No.
What? I would like to take a second guess.
Ugh.
Okay, second guess.
The answer is mine.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
I was just. I said ladder because the ladder is mine. So
okay, yeah.
Remember when what was it? Finding Nemo came out, and all the rage was those nasty little seagulls.
Yeah, Adel, let's see. Do I remember when I was 2 years old? Fuck you.
I recently rewatched Finding Nemo.
And does it hold up?
Yeah, it's actually like pretty solid. I would.
Did you watch Searching Dory or Dory's
Searching Dory?
We didn't watch Finding Dory.
You've combined documentary Searching for Sugar Man and the Disney classic Finding Dory.
Finding Dorister. I never watched Finding Dory, so no one's seen Finding Dory. I don't know.
I saw it in theaters.
I saw it.
You saw it? Is it good?
I thought it's to me. I'm like, a bad Pixar movie is still a really good movie.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was great, but I think it was panned pretty hard, I believe. But it was also very successful. But I thought it was worth watching for sure.
Yeah, one of those movies, it's like, yeah, this did not do well. It did make all of its money back times a million, but
it didn't do well. There was something the other day where they're like, it made $780 million internationally, so they won't be making a sequel. And I was like, what's going on? As I'm like eating rice pudding
poor.
And like my shoes are boxes.
Do you guys, how do you feel about that?
Our country has a problem.
Our country has a problem.
As artists, how do you feel about like those like mega blockbusters who's like, because basically the way that those movies are created now is all algorithm, and it's basically just to like sell as many action scenes internationally as like humanly possible to make money, versus like having any like kind of artistic, you know, drive to make a movie that tells like a compelling story or something like that. Like something that's not designed in every way to be a box office success.
I feel like I'm okay with both because I think both are needed, where it's like, I think studios need to make that money and then be like, now we can do our little pet project or make this sort of more avant-garde film or something. So I'm happy that both are out in the world. And I also like just popcorn flicks sometimes, but I think it's sad that there's movies making $800 million that are considered a flop. Sucks. Yeah.
I think for me, it's like, I love the popcorn movies. Like I saw every one of the Marvel movies. So I gave them my money, but mm-hmm. to a certain degree, I'm also kind of bummed out by I know in the moment it makes me feel good to like go and see the new superhero movie, but I wonder if me having that impulse is like 20 years from now going to have led to like the dissolution of all cinema. Like all cinema is only that now because that's what makes money. And even though I was still interested in this other stuff, like it got pushed out. Like the advertisers weren't there. So I wonder sometimes if like, you know, it's kind of like how I just continue to live my life, even though I know that like the world is warming up by degrees, but I'm like, what can I do to stop it? So it's that except for movies.
Yeah. I feel like if something isn't Oscar bait or like one of those popcorn flicks, it's not even coming out in theaters anymore. But I think maybe people will like miss it and want to go back to the event of like seeing something that isn't like an original movie that isn't necessarily like that. But I don't know. Everything feels soulless.
As long as we get movies like Her coming along, I'm going to be just fine. I love that movie. I want to see a scene.
Sure.
Japes, you are a young, hot shot Hollywood director. You've made a few indie films that have done well. You've earned some prizes and whatnot. Aaron, you are a big studio exec. And Japes, you are making a pitch for the perfect movie to make the most amount of money. And this is sort of like Moneyball. Like, you know the exact ingredients to make sure it's the number one movie of all time.
Matthew, will you get us a couple of coffees, please?
Yes, right away.
Thank you.
Cool. I'd love a couple of coffees. So, thanks
for
having me.
Did you say cup of coffees or couple coffees?
A couple coffees for me.
Great. Four coffees.
And I'll take four.
So six coffees coming up.
Yes, please.
A couple colloquially. I'll have three coffees for myself. So seven coffees.
Seven coffees all day.
So I know I'm coming off of a couple of indie darlings that have done very well. I'm very proud of my work on Dane Cook, behind the scenes in the life of the downfall of Dane Cook. I'll admit the title was long, but it did well. And so now I'm really hoping to sink my teeth into something, you know, triple A, big budget, the kind of movie that I can really get excited about.
All right, hit me with your best idea.
So,
and don't make this up as you go along. Make sure it's one of your ideas, okay?
I will not. What
is... Sir, your folder was in the lobby. Let me hand it to you so you can read what you have.
Great, thank you so much.
Here's your three coffees.
Were any of the pages in this or just the folder? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I got the folder. All I need. So, what are the biggest blockbuster movies in the past 20 years? You got Lord of the Rings. You got Transformers. You got all the Marvel movies. Why are they so successful? Because they use source material. But source material also costs money. So, what if we had something that was just adjacent to source material, but not actually the source material? And what's the greatest source material of all time? The Bible. So, what am I going to do? I'm going to drop the B, and I'm going to call it the Bile. And what it is, is
you're going to drop the B?
I'm going to drop the middle B of Bible, call it the Bile. And it's kind of like a Miss Frizzle type of thing, Magic School Bus, where you're going inside of the body to learn about the Holy Trinity of, you know, God.
I love it. I love it. Can I just throw out some names?
Sure.
Jason Statham.
Okay. Some more?
Let's see. Who else do I love to see in the big screen? Mm-hmm. Helicopters.
Okay.
let's see. What else
you
do
said
I love
some
to see?
Names. I thought there
can
may
we get,
be...
Can we get Abigail Breslin to go back in time and be a young girl again? Because remember when she would play... When she was like eight in movies, everyone was like, she's so cute and talented.
I think that we can get some of that De Niro age makeup and age her down. We aged De Niro down like 50 years, so I think we can make her a little infant again if we truly wanted to.
That was just a safer and better time for America, like the Little Miss Sunshines and the Signs of it
sure,
all.
Sure, so I love it. So we got a tiny baby Abigail Breslin living inside someone's body. We got Statham playing God.
Don't forget
helicopters.
Helicopters are the small intestines. I love this. thing. I think I can get it made. All I'm going to need is 50.
Okay, can I just stop you right there? I only have $1 billion to give you. Okay. And my assistant was like, why don't you just like solve world hunger and like help people? And I'm like, why don't I make a movie with Jason Statham as God?
First of all, you couldn't solve world hunger for $1 billion. It would take something more like $11 billion to solve it every year.
I have that.
Every day Jeff Bezos decides not to do. Okay, I was going to ask for $50 billion. You only have $1 billion to give me. I guess I'll take it. I guess I'll take the billion. But I got to say, I'm going to waste most of it. And 10 years from now, some very bad things are coming out about me.
Okay, perfect. Next one.
Yeah, oh, real quick. Do you guys remember when Beowulf got made? Wasn't that wild?
Oh, my God.
When they made like a Beowulf with Angelina Jolie and Ray Winston.
Yes.
And they're like, everyone? Pretty good. And we're like, nobody wants this.
The John Carpenter of Mars or whatever, like, yeah. I love it when the studio takes big swings and eats shit. It's like, it restores my faith in humanity when humanity will say, like, we will not be sold this bucket of garbage. We will not watch this at the movies. But then, of course, you know, I bet if you looked up any of those flops, they, like, go international and they make all their money back.
All right, here we go. You need me to lock your door. A jagged flash with a thunderous roar. I ran so fast, I am here no more.
And Flash. I run so fast, I'm here no more.
You need me to unlock your door. That would be a key. Or a lock.
A jagged flash with a thunderous roar.
Oh, Jagged Little Flash, Alanis Morissette.
Mm-hmm. Jagged Little Flash, the follow-up to Jagged Little Pill. That did okay.
Lightning?
And I'm here.
To remind you, the Flash is the fastest member of Justice
League.
I'm
cold, but I'm happy. I'm here, but I'm not.
That's a pretty good impression.
I'm sad, but I'm lonely, baby.
Did you do... sorry to derail this. For SNL, did you do impressions?
I did a Kate Middleton impression. That was my one impression.
And I think you showed me that.
Isn't she on SNL?
Yeah.
Kate Middleton?
Yeah.
You could. Yeah, she's so funny.
I just meant to say your Alanis Morissette was spot on.
Maybe I should do that.
You needed to open a door. Something about the Flash and something about thunder.
The jagged little... That's lightning, right?
That's lightning.
A lightning...
Rod?
Thunder.
A lightning.
Lightning. The way you love me.
Bolt.
Is frightening.
Bolt.
Bolt.
Ooh, yeah. Bolt.
Nice one.
An indoor breeze that makes you shake. A military call for the country's sake. A writer's attempt. Spot their mistake.
An indoor breeze that makes you shake?
A chill. A gust.
It's very in here, so I've
chilly.
Put on my.
A cum.
It's very common here, so I put on my
indoor a scarf, a shawl.
A military's call for the country's sake might be.
So a military's call for the country's sake. So the military calls,
hoorah!
A writer's first draft. I would like to see a scene.
I bet you fucking would.
JPC, you're a guy at a high school in like 1940-something who's gone into the high school to draft some students, and you're pitching Adel on why he should be in the Army during World War II.
You there, skin and bones, skin and buckets. Come right over here. Yeah, well, yeah, I'm looking at you,
short
stack.
My name is Jimmy Skin and Buckets.
Your name is Jimmy Skinnabout. Well, that's gross. We'll give you a new name in the Army. How would you like to join the Army, son, and really go get those Nazis?
No, thanks. I have a band.
I'm sorry, you have a band?
Yeah.
It's 1942.
Yeah.
What's your band?
Oh, they're called the Mamas and the Papas.
Okay.
It's 15 years too soon.
It's me.
I love the idea. What kind of music do they play? Remember, well, it's 1942, like... so...
Yeah, well, it's 1940-something, but, we're in California, right? Sacramento, so I figured
this
some sort of, like, dreary, sort of psychedelic...
Wrong war, 15 years too soon. You're in the wrong time of history, Adel. Come on.
Can I sing some of the lyrics?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Mrs. Applejeans, this is not your history class, okay? So please...
Fine, I'll go back to teaching the Andrew sisters. They're over here. singing with harmonies.
Well, you know Andrew Bird and Andrew Bird, the Andrew sisters?
We are way too early for that.
Look, howdy, do I want to get you into the army? I want to get you on a ship, and I want to send you overseas, or I want to send you, you know, overseas. Either way you go to the west, or you can go to the east, you're going over a sea. That's where I want to send you, boy.
Either way, I'll be leaving on a jet plane.
Wait, too early for that.
Huh? Mrs. Appleteens, what?
Hold on. Now I gotta sneak a suspicion. Are you another one of these damn time travelers that is coming back in time to try to stop the results of World War II?
No, I'm not a time traveler, but I am a time traveler.
Well, what I said is what I said. So you get one free pass. Here's your ticket to war. Good luck to you, son.
And also to you.
Here's time your ticket traveler. To war. I'd like to exchange this ticket.
She's got a ticket to war.
Butternut and zucchini are two of these. A
squash.
Fast racket game which makes you wheeze. Another
squash.
Word for crush or squeeze.
Squash. Squash. Little squash.
What's in a British PB&J? Do you see these cars in my way? If you're in this, it's a bad day.
A British PB&J is one part pissnickety, two parts bumblecock, and three parts jelly.
Well, yes.
Those are just people's names.
In Britain, we say jam.
Because jelly don't shake like that. Yes.
What's in a British PB&J?
It's what jam. The answer is jam.
It was jam.
Yeah.
Jam.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure, Aaron.
Are you positive?
I guess
we got a space jam.
No, it is jam.
Oh, well, then I was right.
It's true. Should we go on a little break?
As my reward, I would like to take my break, and I would like to make my snack, and I would like to make my British PB and jam.
Well, we'll go to break after we hear 15 seconds of Erin singing her Pearl Jam original. Erin?
How does it go?
You tell us.
You do it first, and then I do.
Okay, we'll take a break after we hear 15 seconds of JPC's original Pearl Jam song.
Hello, hey, oh, butter on the bread and put the jam in the butter bread.
Okay, I can do it. Hello, him, on the butter, the bread, the butter, the bread.
Well, now I want to do it. No break.
We'll be right back.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or, yeah, take a picture of your aura, because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
People can actually see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay, now I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heat and shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah, well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product, so that's. Are razor blades...
Huh, dang, okay. Yeah, no, good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson Shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like, $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going to be
able to. She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it.
It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades. He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back now, back on the podcast, Chinese songs from Riddles.
I don't think I've heard a Pearl Jam song in 15 years. I don't, like, they, legit, I don't think I've heard a full Pearl Jam song.
They just came out with
song.
A new album.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, man,
that's a band
to me.
That totally, I just didn't, it totally missed every single opportunity it had to infect me. Like, that band never reached my ears.
Yeah, same. Missed me with that bullshit.
Don't know why. But I love me some Soundgarden.
I think I legit was maybe too young for whatever. What style of music is that?
Grunge.
Is it? It's grunge.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like I guess I was a little too young. I think for grunge and a little too Midwestern.
Japes, where were you and Aaron? Where were you when Kurt Cobain was murdered?
I could not tell you what year that was. Was that in the 90s?
94
or 95? I don't know. It's weird, like, because I was technically a child of the 90s, but, like, I was born in 88, so I was, what, 6 or 7 when Kurt Cobain died? So, like, how would I know anything about Kurt Cobain at 6 or 7? Like,
wait, it must have been at least 96, because I was a freshman in high school in 96. I remember I was in high school when he died because somebody had to leave class because they were crying so hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it must have been
a student or a teacher?
After 96. It was a teacher? Well, it was our grunge teacher. His name was
Michael
Cobain.
Guys, we can't do grunge class today.
I'm just not feeling up for it.
Whoa, he's taking off his flannel. What's happening?
I guess just listen to Alanis Morissette and we'll get through this.
Guys, it was too late for me to sign up for any good electives. I got grunge.
I had no choice but to hear you. New York is diamond.
And
again.
The cross-eyed bear let you get to me. Yeah, I know.
That's pretty good. All right, so I'm going to just do one more listener submitted riddle.
Yes, please.
Hey, Aaron, that's fine with me, and I fucking love it.
Is this still Amy Wong?
No. Okay. Thank you, Amy, though. Those were wonderful.
Thank you, Amy. Those were awesome.
And remember, Amy, you can use my full name for 1 year.
Jops Pemble Keens.
And we will take Aaron to the hospital right as soon as we do 2 more episodes. We really have to get through tonight. So, trust me, she is getting first class trip to the hospital, but we are going to do maybe 2 more hours of show.
Uh-huh. DPC said he'd get me a stuffed animal if I don't try to bite the doctor. I get to get any stuffed animal I want if I don't try to bite the doctor.
And okay. You can try, you just can't bite.
Yeah. Remember, folks, you can submit riddles to hrrpodcast@gmail.com, and we legally don't have to pay you if we solve them.
Speaking of that, this is from Kenzie. Hi, I'm Kenzie. I'm listening to the 100th episode because I can't fall asleep, and I heard your plea for riddles and remembered this one. Aww. I don't think this has been done, but it's possible no one will remember if it was, but
thank
I don't
you,
think
Kenzie.
This has been done.
Kenzie, you got our fucking number dead on, because we do not remember if we've done it before.
There are 5 sisters.
Where?
Behind you.
Oh, God.
Susie,
I eat that cake.
Is coloring. Susie 2 is playing piano. Susie 3 is playing checkers.
So far,
Susie
this is
four.
Just the opening scene of Pride and Prejudice. All this is, Susie 4 is playing the pianoforte.
That is so true. They're just walking through like linens hanging outside and chickens, like, and seeing what all the sisters are doing.
Susie 5 has consumption, and she won't make it until Act 3.
Dude, Pride and Prejudice is such a good movie. I think I talked about this recently on the show, right? That I watched it because Tom from Succession plays Mr. Darcy
in
the Keira Knightley one. And now I can't really see like watch it without thinking of Tom and being like, oh my God, so how good. Is he so sexy in this and so lame in Succession?
Yeah.
Mr. Darbsby.
Darbsby. All right, ready? There are five sisters. Susie is coloring. Susie 2 is playing piano. Susie 3 is playing checkers. Susie 4 is asleep. What is Susie 5 doing?
There are five sisters. One is playing checkers. One is
playing
piano.
Each more beautiful than the last.
Well, that's a twist.
What if they were more beautiful than the last and they were named Susie 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Ranked
because then
order.
It's like a ranked beauty order. That's fucked up of parents.
Dance for mommy.
Can you say it again? The whole thing?
Susie is coloring. Susie 2 is playing piano. Susie 3 is playing checkers. Susie 4 is asleep.
Oh, I know. I got the answer.
Then don't tell us. Wait for JPC to tell us.
This is a good one. I like this one.
JPC, do you know?
The fifth sister is writing it all down.
Observing it all from
Welcome
heaven.
Welcome to Jane Austen's fifth book, Five Susies.
There is no fifth Susie.
The fifth Susie is playing checkers because to play checkers, famously, you need two peepwall.
Fine, you got it, Adel. What do you want, a birthday cake?
Adel, yes, go for it.
No.
You don't want a birthday cake?
No, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to be good about calories. I want a...
Hold on. You can't gain weight from eating birthday cake. It's your birthday.
Huh.
You stupid.
Wait.
Nothing counts on your birthday.
It's your birthday. Birthday cake has no calories on your birthday. That's right. 50 cents was right. Can you imagine going up to someone... I don't know why I thought of it, but this is a dumb thing. Can you imagine going up to someone and being like, I'm a rapper, and they're like, what's your name? And you're like, 50 cents? It's just such a lame name. I don't know.
If someone was a rapper, I don't think I'd be like, what's your name? I'd be like, okay.
I
think what's your rap name would be one of my first questions for someone who volunteered that they were a rapper.
Okay, because, JPC, like, what's your rap name?
MC Dog Whistle?
Oh, no.
MC...
But I feel like at least make yourself like 50 bucks.
100 grand?
Yeah, there you go.
Chameleonaire. I think that also to a certain degree, like we're running out of good rap names just as rap progresses through the years. So now we have like SoundCloud rappers whose names are just fucking nonsense. I'm excited to see what like the rap names look like in 100 years from now. Well, I mean, there won't be 100 years from now, obviously.
Right. Right.
Because of, the world.
Would you like another riddle or are you full?
One more, please.
I could eat all damn day. I'm not on some fucking sort of Adel diet where I can't have a birthday cake every day of my life.
A waterfront
I'm trying to live 100.
I'm on an Adel diet. I can eat anything at all.
Whoa. That's pretty good.
That's good.
A waterside bar and restaurant offers free beer at sunset during the summer. At the end of the summer, the owner reviews his records and realizes that not even one of his many customers took him up on his special offer.
Can you reread that?
Yep. A waterside bar and restaurant offers free beer at sunset during the summer. At the end of the summer, the owner reviews his records and realizes that not even one of his many customers took him up on his special offer.
They don't serve beer.
Yep. He's really confused.
Do they close? Is this summer? Does the sun set like after they close or something because of where they live?
The sun sets like at a exact time, right? Uh-huh. So if you don't buy the beer during that exact time, you don't get it for free.
Yeah.
Or is it because the sunset is deceptive because of the horizon, because of the water?
Jape, stop asking questions. Aaron sold her voice to a octopus. So, oh wait, she has it back.
Was I on the right track? No, I was wrong.
Yeah,
all you can drink. A poolside? Oh no, a waterside.
Waterside bar.
A waterslide? Wait, is the bar a waterslide? And once you order, you go to the bottom and you can't get back up?
No, but I would not want to be on a waterslide drunk.
You could serve water sliders.
That's the only way I'd want to be on a water.
That's the only way I'd agree to it.
Yeah.
You guys, I saw it. Okay, I've been on TikTok a little bit. Because first of all, I have a couple things to say. I love the teens these days. They're so smart and so funny. Teens, you're killing it. I have no notes.
I do have one note for the teens. The last time that we did a live show and all of the K-pop teens ordered hundreds of thousands of tickets to our live show and made it seem like we were selling out an arena, and then we showed up and it was, you know, just the six fans of this show, and it was a very depressing time. Fuck you, you K-pop.
We owe teens. Madison Square Garden $14 million.
Honestly, to completely unrelated reasons.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big unrelated reasons.
Well, famously, we bought the Knicks.
You guys, I'm going to be so excited. What if we bought the Knicks?
We traded them for Knicks. It was a big mistake.
We have Knickknacks.
About the Knicks of all the teams that I don't know why that's the funny.
I love
we
the
don't
conversation
live in that
of,
city.
I love the conversation of like, how's the podcast doing? Pretty good. You know, we you know, during quarantine, we still have ads, which that's a big huge help. HeadGum's been really nice. We bought the Knicks.
We had Zach Reno on. That was fun.
What else we do?
Bought the Knicks. Yeah, I guess things are going okay. I mean, my podcast recently just bought the Knicks.
What if we sold? And this might get litigious. And we need to have a podcast meeting. This is an official, first ever official. HRR,
on air episode, podcast meeting.
First podcast meeting.
Great.
Of course, it's everyone has equal share in the podcast, and
I will take minutes.
Okay. And okay, so now I only have 2 minutes left. Thank you.
I'll type it all down.
Thank you. What if we sold Knicks jerseys and on the back it was the number 69 and it just said Riddles?
We're trying to get sued, right? Right.
Well, that's what I'm asking. If we're trying to get sued, right? If we order these, because you can do that at NBA.com, you can order customized jerseys. If we buy them, say it's $60 a pop.
Sure.
And then we sell them for $61.
Think it's more expensive? Hey, there are no bad ideas in brainstorming. Mm-hmm. I love this idea. I love the idea of selling Knicks jerseys. Mm-hmm.
Can I ask something? Every time during meetings when I put out an idea, you always say there are no bad ideas in brainstorming, but you don't do that when Aaron gives ideas.
Just want to remind everyone that there are no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Okay, okay.
And I'll bring that up every time you have an idea, just to remind you. I love that we sell Knicks jerseys. Mm-hmm. I think that the price margin's a little low. Is there a way that we can maybe raise that so that we get a nickel back? And could we turn that also into a jersey, a Knicks jersey that says L-E back?
Mm.
Could we... Nickelback. Can we buy the band Nickelback and then sort of just like rebrand it from the ground up, like really clean house?
Buy the band clean house. Fire everyone at Nickelback.
Aaron, here's what we do. And this is typically how our meetings go. Aaron, we buy Nickelback. I love that. That's brilliant.
Wait, what if JPC says that idea? Because coming from a man, it might be taken more seriously.
Oh, you're right. James, can you say it?
I don't remember what it was, but I will take full credit.
I like that. Sorry, Aaron. I like that better. We buy Nickelback, then we come out with a brand of beer called Every Bottle. Now, what's great about the beer brand Every Bottle is that it ties in with their famous song, Been Down into the Bottom of Every Bottle.
Photograph.
Okay, people. End of meeting. I think we worked a lot out.
Okay, so during that meeting, by the way, that meeting was 4 minutes. I went to Patreon and set a new stretch goal. If we get 5,000 patrons, we will buy the Knicks.
Oh, no.
We'll at least put in a bid.
Yeah, we will ask. Honestly, we will go through all of the trouble it would be. We'll send as many emails.
I will write an official email from the HRR podcast Gmail account to the New York Knicks proposing that we buy them.
I don't think we could afford 3 seats in the 200 level of a Knicks of Madison Square Garden.
Honestly, we start low and play hardball against us.
Anyways, TikTok. I saw TikTok. Yes. I watched 600 times. It made me cry laughing. And it was a girl talking about, and I didn't realize how universal it was, how before she went down a water slide, the hot like 14-year-old boy when you're a little kid telling you to go down was like the sexiest thing ever. She was like, the audio was like, are you trying to seduce me? And she just has her goggles on. She's going down her water slide. And I was like, I thought I was the only one who thought that every water slide boy was trying to hit on me when I was like 11 years old. And it's so specific. And I was like, I thought that was my secret truth in my head. And I just watched that TikTok like 700 times. I did a horrible job explaining it.
When I was a kid, my sister Sadia is like a year older than me, and she would have like YM magazine.
Doxed. Fucking doxed his own sister.
And she lives here. She would always have YM or 17 magazine or whatever, and I would sometimes read them, like, just to be like, what's going on here? And there's always like the first page was like embarrassing stories. Like each of those magazines had a page of like embarrassing stories.
I loved
and
those.
Every single one was either I jumped into a pool or the ocean and my top came off, mm-hmm. or I jumped into a pool or the ocean and my tampon came out.
Oh, that's there never
was,
happened to me.
There was never a single story that wasn't that.
Adel, I would like to see a scene. Mm-hmm. Aaron and I are going to be cool teens. This is a bunch of cool teens at a pool party. You are a not so cool teen, but you are trying to try a little hard. You just jumped into the pool and instantly the water turned blood red.
That's me?
That's you.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Kimball!
Mike, Mike,
oh,
come
no, this feels pleasant.
Oh, jeez.
Ooh, I landed on my feet. That's not good.
Jesus, Seth, what the fuck did you do?
Oh, I didn't realize how shallow this pool was. Ooh.
It looks like both your ankles are broken and bleeding.
Oh, yeah. My God.
My heels are staring up at me.
This is a 3-foot pool. This is a waiting pool.
God.
But this is cool, right? Somebody record this quick before
no.
I pass out.
This is a crime. Don't record this.
No, this is a video. This is my, I'm going to be viral.
Seth,
okay,
your legs
just,
are
like,
demolished.
I just like am not trying to be that like a mean person, but like you have ruined most of my birthday parties by making them about you. So can you just chill?
No, I have such a crush on you. My cannonball was my big moment to impress you. My cannonball was like the ending of a teen movie. I thought
your
I was gonna
cannonball.
Yeah, you know
dude,
when you
in the history of the world, Seth. When has anyone ever fallen in love with someone by watching them do a cannonball?
Seth, you are, I hate to say it, a nerd. Because only a nerd would do a cannonball and break both of his ankles in a pool. That's something a nerd would do. That's like playing D&D.
Oh, can someone call the ambulance?
That's on the same level as playing Magic the Gathering.
Can someone call an ambulance?
We're too busy taking a selfie. You can't call 911 and take a selfie at the same time, Seth.
At least get me in it. I'm the star attraction.
I turned my phone on non-emergency mode, so the only thing it can't do is make emergency calls.
What the fuck?
It's a bad setting.
Oh, hey, dude, I meant to ask you, do you want to go to an Ed Sheeran concert with me in a week?
Is OAR a good band?
No. Let's see.
Shut up, Seth.
One wild game of poker. We haven't solved this riddle, right?
No.
The waterside bar?
You sort of are like circling it.
So does it have to do with the hours, like the what hours sunset happen or something?
I'm going to give you clues.
I'm so sorry. I think I have the answer.
Please.
Okay.
Is this, because I think there's two places on Earth where the sun never sets. Is it one of those places?
The bar is in Alaska. The owner never has to give away any beer because the sun never sets during the summer months.
Perfect.
Wow.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm absolutely ready to go to Alaska and experience that.
A group of famous people hangs out together every day, though some have never even met each other. Many people have seen them together, but if asked, no one in the group would acknowledge that they've had a blast together. This one makes no sense, by the
Vince way. Vince Turtle, E, and Johnny Drama. This is Entourage, baby.
Entourage.
Oh, yeah!
Did I tell you guys my Entourage idea?
No.
No.
So this is a dream that my friend Laurel Zoff-Pelton and I have, that we want to save up all of our money. Well, now I'm buying the Knicks, so it might not happen. But we want to save up
all
of our
money.
That's
going to make you
money. And shot for shot, recreate the pilot of Entourage, but with women. And don't change anything. All the exact same acting choices, all the exact same costumes and sets and everything else. Everything stays the same, but it's just four ladies at the center.
I will invest up to $500 in this.
Would you gender swap everything? Or is it just the main four are women, or just all women?
Gender swap the main four plus the Jeremy.
Jeremy Piven. Yeah. Okay, cool. So those five are all women. Mm-hmm. And then are all the women that they interact with in the show men as well?
No.
Okay.
So everything else is the same.
Everything else is the same.
Five.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
This is something that I've thought about for a while, but what I would love to see HBO do is make like Entourage, like a version of Entourage, but make it for dudes.
Oh my God.
Like make a show like Entourage, but make it for dudes. Not like what they did with Entourage, which is like not for dudes.
Who do you think I would play of the five?
Johnny Rom-Com.
Johnny Rom-Com.
I think that you would be a good Johnny Drama. I think the character choice of the character of like a famous actor's like older brother who is also an actor is like so funny. Like that is so ripe for comedy.
Isn't it based on Mark Wahlberg's experiences in Hollywood? So Johnny Drama is supposed to be
Donnie
Wahlberg.
Donnie Loser.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Donnie Wahlberg has come up twice in this episode. Are we
finally,
okay?
Finally.
Yeah, I think I would want to be him or Jeremy Piven's character because he says the grossest, worst things I've ever heard. And I'm like...
Jeremy Piven?
Yeah, and just...
Yeah, he's
just Jeremy Piven in general. The camera wasn't even... he didn't even know the camera was rolling for most of that first season.
Oh, yeah!
They were just having Jeremy Piven go off on his like Asian assistant, and they were like, he doesn't even know he's on the show yet.
Did you know that you could get... There's like Cameo... There's like that thing called Cameo, and now you can do a 10-minute Zoom call with Jeremy Piven for $10,000 or $15,000.
Isn't he like super canceled? Like he's fucking canceled
he's
as hell,
worst,
right?
Yeah.
I believe
he's like
so,
abusive
yeah.
and like shitty.
You got... Guys, Sean started watching it at the beginning of quarantine, and I remembered that "Oh yeah" is the end of the credits, but I had no idea how the melody went. Yeah. And so Sean, as a bit to make himself laugh, would have me guess until I got it right. And it took me so long to get to the "Oh yeah." I'd be like, "Oh yeah."
Like the Kool-Aid Man.
You say it like Kool-Aid Man.
Oh, oh yeah.
I'd be like, "Oh yeah."
Hey,
oh,
Turtle, you yeah. look thirsty.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, E, how about some Kool-Aid?
But, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm here.
To remind you.
You guys, if anyone wants to fund it, I honestly think HBO should give me money to do that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Agreed.
HBO should definitely give
HBO
me
Max.
More money. Yeah, HBO Max.
Were we solving a riddle or we solved
yep.
the last one?
The group of famous people hangs out
yes,
together
yes,
every
yes,
day.
Yes.
Though some have never even met each other. Many people have seen them together, but if asked, no one in the group would acknowledge that they've had a blast together.
It's got to be one of those K-pop groups, because I think they're like 50 people deep.
Yeah, they're big.
They cut people constantly. It sounds like hell to go through all the training they do. Group of celebrities. Oh, Avengers? No.
Nope.
Group of celebrities all hang
group
out together.
Celebrities.
A lot of them don't know each other, have never met. And they
wait,
did
it say celebrities
time.
Specifically?
Yeah, this one is bad, so you might not get it.
Wait,
but I can give you hints.
A group of celebrities that didn't have a good time. Ocean's 12?
And 11. And
what was that? What was that movie? Was it something like Arrested Development where they shot it without anyone in the room? Like, is it like a group of celebrities like doing like an animated feature where they're all just like recording their dialogue?
No, but that's smart, but that's not it.
Well, at least I'm smart. That's actually all I fucking care about.
Is it like Band-Aid when they sang that song for charity? Because it was sad.
That song about Band-Aids?
This is a tough one. Aaron, can we get a slight little hint, please?
Yeah, I'm going to give you clues. There are four men in the group.
Oh, the Beatles.
The men are in the U.S.
There's
people
four...
look up to the men, literally.
Oh, Mount Rushmore.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Rushmore.
That's the answer to this?
Uh-huh.
I woke up out of bed today for that.
It's like 8 p.m., JPC.
Huh? I gotta go to work.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you are... Oh, boy. I'm gonna get railed for this one. Is
I can't wait.
Mount Rushmore in South Dakota or North Dakota?
South Dakota.
South Dakota.
And which one has January Jones?
She's from North Dakota, right?
Okay. So, Aaron, you are a concerned South Dakotian.
Mm-hmm.
You are upset about Mount Rushmore, and you want four new people to take the place of the current four people. And you have taken this all the way to, I don't know, what, Bismarck as their council board? And, Japes, you are representing
It's the Bismarck council board. Yeah,
thank you so much.
You nailed it. Hear ye. The Bismarck council board is now in session.
Hi, excuse me, I'm not from South Dakota, but I do live here.
So we all.
And I have, I think we should make some changes to that big old mountain.
Okay, now, we have a couple of big old mountains in South Dakota. We have a crazy horse, and we have...
Nope, you know the one, the four men.
I think she's talking about Face Mountain.
You're talking about Face Mountain.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's the, that with Roosevelt and Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and the other one. And I have four suggestions.
Fedora.
Yeah.
What was that?
Fedora.
A fedora.
I've only seen it written down.
Oh,
it's FDR.
Okay. I'm sorry.
So I have some suggestions of who you should put up there instead.
Okay. Well, we can easily swap out. So we'll hear out these suggestions.
Okay. Number one, Michelle Kwan. She's my favorite figure skater who's ever been to the Olympics. Number two, my son.
Hold on. we can put Michelle Kwan up there, but as a matter of trade-off, we also have to put a little farther back in the distance Jeff Galuli. that has to go on there.
No.
Well, don't forget. Sorry to interrupt. Don't forget. I'm also a South Dakotian, and my proposal for Mount Rushmore was to replace the Mount Rushmore heads with Owen Wilson, Jason Schwartzman, the guy who plays his dad, and Bill Murray.
Okay.
What kind of Wes Anderson nonsense is this? Get out of here with that.
That's a good suggestion.
Oh, are they?
You were saying the second person would be your son.
Uh-huh. Second person would be my son. Number three, your son. Because I'm not crazy. I want things to be fair.
Okay, that's fine. My son, as we all know, is Jeff Galuli, so he's already going to be up there, so we're halfway there.
Number four, can you bring back the show Gullah Gullah Island or The Puzzle Place? I used to enjoy those a lot as a kid. I'd like to see them again. That has nothing to do with this.
Okay, and you, as you know, as the Chancellor of Bismarck, I can bring it back, and I choose not to.
All right, number four, who do you think I'm going to say?
When you said Hootie, I honestly thought you were going to say Ed the Blowfish, so I will say that your number four pick is Darius Rucker.
Nope,
am I wrong?
Bernadette Peters.
See, I'd go visit that.
What if tomorrow Trump just came out and was like, Mount Rushmore, it's done, it's going to be Bernadette Peters,
Michelle Kwan,
Jeff Galuli.
Okay, honestly, who would be on your Mount Rushmore? Mine would be Michelle Kwan, Bernadette Peters. Let's see, I want to do another one, a good one. Who are my other two? Who are
mine
yours?
Would be George Saunders, Tom Hardy, Sissy Spacek, and Amy Sedaris.
Oh, Amy Sedaris might be on mine. That's a good one.
God. Mine would be Eugene Debs, Doug from the cartoon Doug.
Oh, man. Okay, ready?
One yes. more riddle.
What? Yeah, are we good?
Pound us another riddle, please.
Late one evening, a young couple gets into a car. The man presses his foot to the floor, and the car accelerates through the darkness until suddenly it plunges hundreds of feet, flips over, and comes to a rest. The young couple get out of the car quickly, shaken but unscathed.
Shaken but not stirred. They are stunt people. They're working on the movie Death Proof, starring Kurt Russell.
I was going to say, the two people are both in a Fast and the Furious movie where no one ever dies doing crazy-ass car stunts.
I wish. Back?
They're not stunt coordinators or stunt drivers?
Nope.
It's not Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez?
No. I'll put them on my Mount Rushmore. Just kidding.
Mushmore?
But they have to mush together into one face.
Mount Mushmore.
Mount Mushmore is you take four people and then you melt them down into one face.
Hey,
that's
I did
Mount Rushmore.
I think I'm putting Rihanna on mine.
Oh.
Rihanna, Michelle Kwan.
Are these people dreaming?
No.
So they're in a car. It plunges. The guy steps on the floor.
Are these people in a video game?
Nope.
Ooh.
Are these real people, human beings?
Yes.
Okay. Are they playing the hit PS1 game Twisted Metal?
Nope.
Twisted Metal. I love that game.
What was that clown's name? The clown was the best.
JPC.
That's what it was. Thank you, Aaron. That's what it was.
I once played a Jackbox party pack game. I think I can't remember what it was with some friends in Mariah, and right. Like every answer was like JPC's clown ass, and they always won. And I was like, "Come on, guys, it's not that funny." Say it a million times.
Anytime
I
play with Brett Lyons, he puts the same four answers and he destroys. But
what are they?
Well, I'm not gonna say.
I'm not gonna ruin his fun.
Yeah. Can you read it one more time?
I will.
Okay.
Late one evening, a young couple gets into a car. The man presses his foot to the floor, and the car accelerates through the darkness until it suddenly plunges hundreds of feet, flips over, and comes to a rest. The young couple get out of the car quickly, shaken but unscathed.
So it doesn't even say he steps on the gas. It says he puts his foot on the floor. So does this thing not have a gas pedal?
Mm-hmm.
No, or I'm wrong?
It does not have a gas pedal.
It doesn't have a gas pedal.
So, he puts his foot on the floor.
Puts his foot on the floor. Maybe we're just driving in the dark.
Is this a plane? No, this is a car.
Oh, the man is JFK Jr.
Why?
Is this Tron?
Ooh.
Oop.
Yeah, the Tron bikes flip over. Oh, it's Tron 2.
Aaron, can we have a little hint? Just a squint of a hint.
It's not the kind of car that you're maybe thinking of.
Cardigan.
And maybe it's
Cardinal.
A little more like couple is on vacation. The young man is not the driver. couple Duck was boat. In Florida and was surrounded by lots of people. The cars
Fan
boat. To
Speed
other
boat.
Cars. Just before getting Bumper into the car. Car, the couple saw a mouse.
What? Just before getting in the car, the couple saw a mouse.
Mm. They're driving an elephant?
Have I ever looked more smug?
Is it a circus car?
Nah.
So the couple, the couple is Stuart Little.
Stuart Little.
They probably got a photo of themselves.
Oh, they're in Disney World. Oh,
Dibs.
They're
Nino
at Face Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small world after all.
It's a small world after all.
Well, is it still Space Mountain? I think actually now it's like the Guardians of the Galaxy Star probably. Wars Mountain.
Aaron,
Space Mountain scares me.
There's a flaw in this riddle, which is if you go through It's a Small World After All, you are absolutely shaken afterwards.
Oh, for a few different reasons.
You're haunted, yeah.
You know what? Ride has a cursed energy, and that's a bad energy.
Mr. Toad's Wild Ride?
Splash Mountain.
Splash Mountain's great.
I thought I would love it again, having gone back. It's terrifying.
Well, one big thing with Splash Mountain is that it is way too wet and way too wild. And if you could, you would definitely want to plug that up. So in the spirit of that, Aaron, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
Ugh.
Hey, Jason, that was great. That was
follow me, Aaron Keef 10 on Instagram or Aaron Keef 2 on Twitter. I'll send you that TikTok of the water slide thing because I did a terrible job explaining it.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, follow me and thanks, guys. Love you. Adel, anything to plug?
Yeah, I was recently on the JV Club, which is a podcast hosted by Janet Varney. During her Boys of Summer run. So that should be coming out soon if it's not out now. The JV Club. She is the absolute best. So please check that out and all her podcasts and projects. I was also on a podcast called The Perfect Package Podcast where I talked about conspiracy theories. So give that a listen as well. Japes, anything to plug?
So yeah, this episode is coming out fresh off of my 24-hour Twitch stream. It all went really well. I didn't go absolutely fucking crazy during it. And I played video games for 24 hours. But I'm going to play a lot more video games. So if you want to watch, come follow along for some fun. It's twitch.tv/sharkbarkman. Spending a lot of time over there on Twitch. I think I stream at least every weekday. So come check it out.
And Aaron, I don't know if you've heard Alanis Morissette just released a single today. It's very much about space and the universe. Do you have some of those
good
lyrics I just sent you?
Yeah, let's see. How can I? And isn't it Jupiter, don't you think?
Bye forever.
Created by Adel Rifai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. By Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.